Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. And there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
See, look, it's crazy. He live, but he be spitting bars before y'all. We should start recording the we should just like let the intro play as we talk.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah. When's your mixtape coming out?
December 17th, 2056.
For those watching on YouTube, you know why I asked that question. For those on Spotify, we got my co-host, Hoodie Dynasty.
Little Red nickname? Riding Hood. Yeah, Little Red Riding Hood.
So what we going to call you? Doody.
You know, I'd stop making. No, you're not allowed. You're stop. Stop it. Enough.
Oh, man. What's Dud? Because Dud. That's terrible. That was rough. Why did they let people podcast?
I've been asking that too. I don't know.
Speaking of which, welcome to the DLW show.
Here we are.
Where we have amazing conversations of faith and culture at the intersection of those two things.
In the living room.
We're going to work on that.
Okay.
It's the tone of a living room.
Oh, the tone of.
Because we're in a basement.
Right. Okay.
And I'm assuming you're cold.
It's freezing down here.
It is a basement. So if you get us to 1,000 subscribers.
Maybe he'll turn on the heat.
Yo, that's a crazy incentive. We'll do that at 250 subscribers. Yeah, let's start small.
Come on, y'all. It's cold.
I like the contrast, man. I got an event right after we record today.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. So where are you going?
So we're hosting an event at the NCIC. We do a lot of different amazing networking style events. We have like art shows, different things like that, business expos. Cool. And we get to do some cool stuff. So we usually record on Saturday mornings when we can and try to get things out to you by Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And so this is how much we love you all.
Yeah.
Is we got kids.
Yeah.
Dynasty works in the evenings.
Yeah.
You know, there's just life that's lifing.
Life is lifing.
But we're here.
We're here, dedicated to you.
So if that's not incentive to like and subscribe today.
I'll crash out.
She's already like there being this cold. So I need y'all to hurry up and hit that like button.
Please.
Oh, man. So let's talk.
Okay.
I think last episode.
What did we talk about last episode?
Toxic relationships.
Yeah, toxic relationships. Yeah.
And man, apparently we're going to keep that theme going this week.
Yeah. But not toxic.
Yeah. Whoa. Hey.
Not toxic.
Hey. Hey, God.
No. No, no, no.
There are people in this world that would say they have a toxic relationship with God, though.
Yeah. That, yeah.
Mm. That's that. Maybe that's a different podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Dynasty, someone was on your heart to talk about this week. So we're going to two weeks in a what row.
Okay. Yeah. It's my turn. So
lead us.
I
little red from the hood.
From the suburbs.
Black Planet says differently.
Actually, it does not.
Okay.
I did not lie. Gosh.
If you haven't seen that episode, you are not a day oneer, so I need you to go back and watch all of them and like them all. All right, we're back.
I'm surprised that people actually don't come up to me and ask me that.
Yeah. This is a really popular episode. It was great.
Anyways. Yeah, so I want to talk about something that had recently happened. I had talked to a friend. It had been a while since we've caught up because life is life. And this particular person, he's really busy. He works in social work, so you can only imagine how much he's working.
And how much he's seen. My goodness.
Correct. And, you know, something, it kind of tugged at my heart because something that, like, we've talked about is him just going back and building a relationship with God. And something that, you know, he's just like, I have to find a church. You know I have to read the Bible. And, like, immediately for me, it was like, that is not your only relationship with God. Like, do I think that going to church and having a church community is important? Yeah, I do. Sure. Do I think that reading the Bible and like understanding and like breaking down the scriptures are important? Yeah, I do. Do I think that those are the only two things that make you a Christian? No, I don't. And I want to like kind of like destigmatize the fact that like you don't, there isn't like a checklist of how to be a Christian or like how to start like your life with Jesus. And like for me specifically, it wasn't, you know, if you watch the first episode, it wasn't, I had gone to church and I was just like born and raised Christian. It was all of the things that were happening in my life, like led me towards God. If I could sit down and think about all of my seasons, all the things that I had been through, it wasn't like a just happening to me, but it was a, like, this is a bigger plan for me to build my trust and my faith in God. Mm. And like, I want to talk about like, I think that sometimes people are like, they have such a, this all has to be done before I get here.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of mindset. Like, and it's not just with choosing Christianity. It's with everything in life. It is with going back to school. It is a, I have to make this amount of money before I can sign up for school.
Wow.
It is a, I have to figure out my schedule before I can lose weight and go to the gym. It is all of it.
Got you.
It's, and what I think of that is that's procrastination. Hmm. And you know what I think of procrastination? Is an excuse.
Hmm.
Excuses are the devil.
Full circle moment. That's what she said right before we went live.
It is.
Fire.
It is. It is.
Fire. Also, you got a little Asian mom. A little Asian mom came out. That was awesome. That was awesome. All right. Yeah, no, I hear that. I hear that. I think what I'm hearing you say is for those who are seeking, you have to allow yourself to be on the journey. Mm-hmm. I think there is such a, and Jesus talks about this, such a fine line between legalism and relationship. When I say legalism, I mean doing the right things because that's what I'm told to do, mm-hmm. versus being righteous because I want to do that. Mm. What I mean by that is this. I'll put it this way. Walking with Jesus is about the heart of I get to versus I got to.
Mm. Yeah.
When you are walking with a real relationship with Jesus, you tend to be I get to.
Mm.
And when you are in a season of I got to, the desires to get back to I get to. Because it's relationship. Mm-hmm. I'll give an example of this beyond even Christianity in the sense of our relationship with God. My wife has deep trauma from video games.
Okay.
Deep trauma.
Because someone used to play it for 75 hours?
Yeah. No, not, it's not even a joke, right? Okay, like, yeah. That actually was something that she's healed a lot from with certain people in her life. But she deals with neglect and abandonment because of video games.
Yeah.
And she feels like she had to raise herself for a long season of her childhood, her and her sister. Mm-hmm. And so as someone who loves video games, there's nothing wrong with video games.
Right, right.
But because I get to have a relationship with my wife, mm-hmm. I don't, my Xbox isn't upstairs.
Right.
It hasn't been turned on in over a year.
Oh, wow.
I, at one point during our marriage retreat, realized that video games were becoming a hindrance to intimacy with my bride. Oh, wow. And so I get to put my Xbox up. Because I get to have a relationship with my bride, a stronger one. And it's not the thing that fixed everything.
Right, no.
But if I'm not the source of trauma when she sees me playing a video game.
Right.
And it's weird. It's like she knows there's nothing wrong with the video game, but that trigger point hits.
Right.
And so I had to make a decision if I want to be closer to my wife. Mm-hmm. I think it's the same thing with God in any relationship.
Yeah.
Do you want to be closer to God? You got to figure out how to get that heart to an I get to attitude.
Mm.
Man, I get to pray. I get to fellowship. I get to, like, get closer to you in all the ways in which we know can get us closer to God.
Right.
But I also agree with you. That's a process.
It is.
Like, me and my wife, we've been dating since and married since 2018.
Yeah.
It wasn't until 2024 where I put the video games aside because I wanted to get closer to my bride.
Yeah.
And had an I get to attitude with that.
That I like that I get to, I want to, I have to, all of those. That makes a lot of sense. Something that makes me think about the I get to is a really good friend of mine. I don't know if she showed it to me or told me. I'm not quite sure. But it's literally my favorite thing that I think about. And I'm not perfect at it at all. But it says procrastination is the arrogant assumption that God owes you another chance to do tomorrow what he gave you the chance to do today.
Dang. Mic drop.
Yeah.
In the podcast.
That, yeah. That was a phone drop, but yeah.
Okay. No, that's so good, man.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good. If I was talking to your friend, Jesus says, come as you are.
Hmm.
I didn't come for the healed, I came for the sick. I think in any pursuit of relationship, there has to be a level of, like you said, it's not procrastinating. It's an I get to attitude. And it's allowing the journey to be at what it is, imperfect at times. we talked last episode about toxic seasons.
Yeah.
Like, I joked about the question of, you know, man, what if someone said they had a toxic relationship with God? Usually we're the problem in our relationship with God. We're the toxicity.
Right. You know, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But it's recognizing that God still deals with us in spite of us.
Yeah. Grace. His grace.
Man, where would I be at without grace? Oh, my gosh.
I think that I, in moments, have a toxic relationship with God. And it's specifically around, I will pray for something. And he will give it to me. But it is not how I want it.
Oh,
it is
man.
Not how I think it's supposed to be. It is not how I see it.
That's good.
So I don't listen. And then I pray again. And I say, please, like, give me this thing. Tell me right now.
Yeah.
And then again, he gives it in the form that he wants to. And then again, I'm like, no. Like, are you listening? Are you even hearing?
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
And he is. It's just not about me.
Mm.
It's not about what I want
in
that moment. It's about him seeing the entire picture, watching the entire film.
Yeah.
And I'm only just stuck on this scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. I think that's so spot on, even with our relationship with God and even like a general sense of things. I feel like oftentimes where we're at in God is actually a reflection of where we're at in our hearts. It's when you're living fully surrendered to Jesus, you know, you're saying your will be done.
Yeah.
Right. But oftentimes his will, like you're saying, is in contradiction of ours. And so I feel like Shrek actually says this so well. He talks about onions and layers. He talks about it in terms of personality, but I think our relationship with God and the ways in which we grow closer to him is allowing God to peel those layers off time and time again. And there's seasons where we don't want you to peel that off.
Yeah.
No, actually, I like this layer.
Right.
I like this thing in my life. I don't want you to take that.
Yeah.
And it'll be 2-3 years, and then finally I surrender, and it's like, why I do that?
Why I do that sooner?
Why I do that sooner?
Yeah.
But I think your testimony, I think you talked about this, I don't know if it was the last episode or a few episodes ago, where you were talking about when you first got here to St. Louis, I invited you out to my church.
Oh, yeah.
You had this Saturday.
Yeah. There was stipulations.
But in your relationship with God, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm here.
Right, yeah.
There's always been love.
Right.
You know, there's never been a lack of respect.
Right.
You're at where you're at in your journey.
Yeah.
And I just continue to pray, just continue to be present in your life, just continue to be a good friend and brother in Christ. And then it was the other day, I think, at Amari's party.
Yeah.
My son's birthday party. And you're like, hey, I think we're going to show up next Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh. Are like Sherman's now hanging out with some of my closest friends nowadays. And it's like, whoa, like, but that was just the journey.
Yeah.
And I would just tell your friend, God is okay with the mess of the journey. In fact, that's where he thrives.
Yeah.
And you have to allow yourself to take those steps with him, though. That's the only thing I say.
Yeah.
You may pause in that journey towards Christ, and you might look back. But don't turn around and walk away.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. He wants you to come imperfect.
Yeah.
Because he is perfect.
Yeah. And he's seen it all. Like, this is why I can't do fake Christians. Like, look, if I said fake Christian and you got offended, that's on you. Mm. What I'm saying is that I can't hide nothing from God. So why would I hide that?
Yeah.
I've seen, I have, there's a brother at our a sister church out in St. Charles here in St. Louis, and he talks regularly when he preaches about his sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. You know how many people have come to know God because they've been to 1,000 churches and everything has been so perfect. Mm-hmm. Lights are perfect. The music is perfect. Everyone is smiling.
Yeah.
But no one actually talks about real stuff that God actually cares about. And yeah. That's what got them to God.
Yeah.
Oh, you were sexually abused and assaulted. And
yeah.
Oh, like we have a brother at our church. I tried to take my life.
Yeah.
I tried to take my life. He talks about those things regularly because you just don't know.
Yeah.
And the reality is, if you really want a deep relationship with God and honestly, by extension, with God is with his people, there has to be a level of real that you got to get to. God, I don't want to read your word today.
Yeah.
I tell God that regularly. So for those of y'all who like struggle with your word, you look at me, you listen to these podcasts. Oh, Darius, you got your word down, blah, blah, blah. I don't like reading my word sometimes.
No.
But God, I get to get close to you today in your word. So help me. I ask God, help me to have a heart to love your word. God, I don't want to go to church today.
Ooh.
I'm running ministries, two different services.
Yeah.
I'm people messy. I'm not trying to deal with no drama.
Yeah.
Like, God, I don't want to go to church today.
I'm tired.
I'm exhausted. And, you know, some days the Spirit will give wisdom and way for that rest. You know, the word says don't forsake the fellowship. But then other days, God's like, I know.
Yeah.
Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Do you trust me enough? Okay, God, I get to go to church today to witness your power in my exhaustion. Mm.
To put on the armor for the week. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good, man. Yeah, I don't know your friend, but if you're listening to this podcast and to all the friends like our friends, I was there. I was you. And there's times in which I am there.
Yeah.
And I am you.
I'm still you, right? Yeah.
But this is the beauty of the God we get to serve in Jesus. Is he literally says, okay, follow me in spite of the questions, in spite of the doubts, in spite of where you're at. I hear those things. I receive those things. I carry that burden with you, but you have to take my hand.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, woo, that hit, bro.
I know. Yeah. It's.
I'm gonna say, what's on your heart?
I think that sometimes we try to hide how we think and how we feel because we do want to show up perfect.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what makes your relationship with God so special is you don't have to do any of those things. Show up as you are, exactly as you are. For me, it's a hot mess, and he knows it. It's for me, I am selfish sometimes. It's for me, I am controlling sometimes.
Right, me too. Mm.
But when you get to have those moments where you know he's very well here.
Yeah.
Very well, like, alive with us. It just makes it so much sweeter when you can just surrender.
Amen.
And so if you are struggling with thinking that you have to attend church first, to read the Bible from the front cover to the back, to only listen to gospel music. You don't have to do any of those things. Just come as you are.
And I think as you are getting closer to Jesus, you're going to realize the things that reading your word, praying, fellowship, pursuing holiness, those desires become your desires.
Yeah.
I know, you know, Dynasty, she pulled up this morning bumping Forrest Frank.
I was.
And, you know, just a few episodes ago, we were talking about how you miss being a
hood rat.
No, a garden.
Oh.
Yeah. And yeah. So it's like, but that's your journey. That's your testimony, yeah. You know? Man, y'all pray for me. I can't stop listening to Kendrick, man. That's my dog. But it's the part of the journey, part right. It's not being so legalistic. I'll put it this way. I would say this is when you know you are really pursuing God, like in a meaningful way. I think surrender looks like this. When you are, there's a line, right? And it's the line is with God, without God, with Jesus, without Jesus, with His Spirit, without His Spirit. And as you get closer to that line without God, and you get closer to that line that you can cross to get over to God, like things are gonna go from dark to light. Mm. They're gonna get lighter and lighter, and then you're gonna see that line pretty clear.
Right.
At times, it's gray, but it's clear. In what I mean, it's like you have to make a choice. I may not understand what's beyond this line, but I'm gonna choose to cross it with the cross. Mm. And then you cross it. And then I think the journey with God is a continued walk away from that line. But sometimes you glance and you look back at it. Mm. Sometimes you may like put one foot over.
Right.
But I think real spiritual maturity in your relationship, and you'll witness this as you walk with them, is eventually you get to a place in certain points in your life and whatever that line is, where you don't even remember it because your only desire is to get as close as possible to God.
Mm, A relationship with God is just like any relationship. It takes time. I think about my journey specifically and how, 15, 20 years ago, whatever. I think that I ever listened to gospel music, period.
Yeah.
I think, and then like when Sherman would ask me to go to church for like his grandma or like his father was preaching, I honestly don't remember anything that they said. Mm. I don't know what we talked about, except for like one time they were talking about like it was Mother's Day. But like otherwise, like I never listened. Mm. I didn't pay attention. And now I am at the point where specifically, like, I wake up wanting to listen to Forrest Frank. Mm-hmm. Like, he has me in a chokehold.
Yeah.
When I'm at work, like, I went from Trina to Forrest Frank.
Man.
And listen, I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
I still like secular music, but I just see myself enjoying.
Yeah. Because you want to get closer to God.
Yeah.
And God uses music.
Yeah.
I get to listen to Forrest Frank.
Yeah.
Today to worship, to get closer to you. Yeah. Find your I get to's.
Yeah.
Ask God to reveal that heart. Where are the I got to's in your life? Mm-hmm. The legalistic feel, I got to read, I got to pray. And ask God to help.
Yeah,
I think when you say, man, God is a normal relationship, I think sometimes because we are looking for the physical, the tangible, or we're looking for even the audible voice of God, mm-hmm. we forget that a relationship with God, He just hears us.
Yeah.
And we forget to just ask Him for help.
Yeah.
God, I need help. Mm. I want to worship better.
Right.
And then a video goes viral on TikTok and it gets stuck in your head. Mm-hmm. Your way's better.
Oh.
And now I've listened to the entire catalog of Forrest Frank and I can't get enough of you, Jesus.
Yes.
Like,
Amen. Literally.
Yo.
Literally.
Final words.
Don't let the thought of tomorrow, I can do this later, I have to be perfect, any of that. Don't let that sink in, because that's not true. That's actually the devil trying to tell you that.
Wow.
So.
Amen.
Start today. Why not?
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us your story in the comments. Where are you at? Where are you at in your relationship with God? We're here. We would love to get connected with you.
Yeah.
Like and share this video with someone who's struggling in their relationship with God, or maybe they have a strong relationship, or maybe they've taken that pause and they look back at the line, or they look back at the things of the world and you know, and they just need that encouragement to say it's okay to be imperfect because we serve a perfect God. Road to 1,000. We'll get there.
Yeah, so I can have heat, please. Please.
Oh, man. Hey, we'll see y'all next time.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. And there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.